1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 at 10.
Time for the 10 at 10, 312-981-7200. 10 questions. We'll go through all the questions. Whichever ones you get correct, we'll set you up with some prizes. How's that? 312-981-7200. The 10 at 10. Are you guys ready to go? Jill, you have your coat on again.
Yeah.
Do you get cold late
no.
in the show?
Yeah, there might be something with the temperature. I start out okay, and sometimes it gets a little chilly.
Well, when we call, that doesn't affect you, does it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
No, you're on the seventh floor.
But it's good. It's all good.
312-981-7200, the 10 at 10. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Think we have a caller? Yes, there it is. It's Kurt. Kurt, 10 at 10. You ready to go? Are you familiar? Do you know how to play? We ask you a question. You have 5 seconds to answer, and we'll move on.
Sounds good. How you doing, Pete?
All right, Kurt. Question number one. 8 in 10 streakers have this in common. What is this?
Drinking problem.
Makes sense.
8 in 10 streakers have this in common. Scott, what is it?
I would say shrinkage.
Jill.
Being an exhibitionist.
Rob.
Skinned knees.
8 in 10 sneak... 8 in 10 streakers wear shoes when they streak.
Mm. Okay. What's the point?
Well, you
don't want to step on a nail.
You're running fast. Question number two. Kurt, the increase in the consumption of this food is being called the number one food trend of the last decade. What is this food? 5 seconds.
French fries.
French fries? Incorrect. Rob?
Kale.
Kale became popular the last year and a half. Jill?
Ginkgo biloba.
All right. Scott?
Fish oil.
That is incorrect. We were looking for yogurt. Yogurt.
That's
is
been
the
popular a lot longer than
number
that.
Number one food trend of the last decade.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
When it comes to not getting work done in the office, 16% of people blame this. What is this, Kurt? 5 seconds.
Social media.
Social media. Great answer, but wrong. Jill?
Co-workers talking to them.
Scott?
Hatred for their boss.
Rob?
The Affordable Care Act.
The temperature. People can't get work done at the office because of the temperature.
Oh, put on a jacket.
A new study of babies, Kurt, found that mommy and daddy are their first words they learn. What is number three? 5 seconds. The 10 at 10.
Poop.
Scott?
Food.
Jill?
Night-night.
Rob? Night-night is technically two words.
I will
words.
Not spell it out, but G-D. You know, no, God.
Yes, yeah. I know what you're saying. I mean, are your kids cursing at a young age?
My son has a mouth like a truck driver.
The first word is mommy. Second word, daddy. In our household, it was daddy first, then mommy. The third word is TV.
Really?
Yes. Number three word kids learn is TV. A survey of doctors found that the top three inanimate objects involved in accidents around the home are bicycles, stairs, and this. Kurt, what is this?
Lamp.
Lamp. No. Rob.
My son's Legos.
No, but those hurt. Jill.
Chair.
Scott.
Vase.
Football.
What?
What?
A football. Bicycle, stairs, and footballs. Hmm. Those are the three big ones.
Really?
When you buy this...
The Brady household.
Yes, the Brady household. Kurt, when you buy this, you are paying a 900% markup. What is this?
Couch.
Couch. Incorrect. Furniture is marked up, though. Scott?
Soda.
Jill?
Car.
Rob?
Cigarettes.
Movie popcorn. 900%
well,
markup.
Yeah, but it's worth it. That's good stuff.
You want to tell people your addiction?
Oh, that I go to the movie, I get the popcorn, and I go home?
Yep.
There's no problem with that.
I've never heard of anybody doing that. That is the strangest thing. So do you pull up? Do you have to pay for parking? Or you just put on your hazards and run in, grab the popcorn?
No, you just park, and you can get the popcorn before you pay for a movie. And if I don't want to see the movie, I get it, and I go home.
900% markup on movie popcorn.
That's all right.
Kurt, question number 7. 1 out of 5 people admit to doing this in someone else's home. What is this? Kurt.
You know what Martiris is going to say. Poop.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Scott.
Go through their medicine cabinets.
Oh, I do that all the time. You guys invite me over, I'm going through your bathroom.
Never coming over.
Chill?
I don't know. That was the other answer. What you do in someone else's home, peek inside their fridge.
Rob, 1 out of 5 people admit to doing this in someone else's home.
Pete, I'm going back to the well and saying masturbation.
Changing the way the toilet paper hangs.
Oh, wow.
It's got to be over. You can never have under toilet paper. It's got to be over the top of the roll.
Let me tell you something. You have a kid, you got to do it under. Because it's a game if it's over. I figured that out. I could care less either until Charlie started figuring it out.
What is the game?
You just kind of run your hands and it goes all over the floor. Look at this, Daddy. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Changing the way the toilet paper hangs. We have a nice little soundbite from Rob Martier. If you want to have Michael pull that. 8, Kurt. It's estimated that 19% of us are wearing this today. What is this? 19% of everyone listening to this radio station are wearing this today. What is this?
Jewelry.
Jewelry. Incorrect. Rob?
Women's underwear.
There is another one. Chill.
Socks.
What kind of socks?
Does it matter? Okay. Tube socks.
Oh.
No!
Scott.
Pantyhose.
Mismatched socks.
Oh.
You know what? I have a confession. I don't have that on now at home. I always wear mismatched socks. My feet are cold. I pull out whatever's available.
Really?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, a lot of people do that. You wear dark socks, right?
At home?
Or here?
If I have black boots on, who cares? Anyway, what's the next question?
Kurt! I don't know why we started talking fashion.
I don't know if anybody really cares what socks I wear.
Kurt, question number 9, the 10 of 10. What is the third most used language in the United States?
Japanese.
Scott.
I will say French.
Jill.
The third most common language, you said?
The third most used
language
in the United States.
Well, wait. I want to ask Jill. If one is English and 3 is Spanish, what's 2, Jill?
Oh, wait. Did you say 3 was Spanish?
Third most used language.
Polish.
Rob.
Oh, Jill took mine. I'll go ahead and say German.
German. How about sign language?
Wow.
Third most used language in the United States, sign language. And Kurt, question number 10. Happy 48th birthday to Cindy Crawford. Where was Cindy Crawford born?
Oh, in Illinois.
Yes, but be more specific. What town?
DeKalb.
Yes.
Well done.
Oh, my gosh. I was worried. I didn't think he'd get it. Kurt, hold on. 1 out of 10. Hold on, buddy. Okay.
Thank you,
my friend. The 10 of 10, we do it every night at 10 o'clock. This is fun. That's a fun bit right there. It's 720 WGN.